docked on the banks of the River Foyle are 12 racing yachts, the Clipper Fleet, which have just completed the Clipper Round the World race, crossing the finish line, sailing into Derry. As part of the Foyle Maritime Festival, the yachts are docked in the city on their homecoming leg from New York after an 11-month Round the World race. One of the yachts docked on the quays is a 70-foot-long and 29-metre-high hotelplanner.com. On board is Round the World crew member Donegal woman Roseanne McGlinchey. The 24-year-old from Calais is one of the non-professional sailors. She gave us an insight into life on board. And with 24 crew members and just 14 bunks, things can get a little cramped.
These are wet lockers where we keep all our wet gear when we come down. Everything gets stripped off here so that we don't get all our beds soaking with horrible salt water. And other life jackets for an emergency, we can just grab them as we go out the hatch. So we've got 14 usable bunks that we sleep in. Usually two people will share a bunk. So if I was in it and then I get out, someone else gets in. It's called hot bunking. So the teams are split to two watches. So you'd have your opposite who you would share with. So this is my bunk that I share with the other watch leader, Adrian. So we sleep here so we can see all the nav stuff if there's an emergency. It's our job to get up.
The kitchen in the yacht has a free balancing cooker needed for the 45 degree living conditions. As Roseanne says, it is somewhat difficult to get the perfect bake.
When we bake in here, it stays flat. So whenever the boat's heated over, it's normally about 45 degrees that we live at. So our water doesn't spill out of our pots. But when we bake cakes in the oven, we sit at our angle of heat. So you always have a cake with one side that's not cooked properly, so you get like this little section in the middle that we can fight for. And then we keep all the rest of our food in the outside walls here. So we stocked up in potato, cheese and onion. And then we keep all our fresh fruit and vegetables at either side here.
The 2017-2018 race commenced on August the 20th last year, setting sail from Liverpool, and officially culminates this July the 28th in Derry, the hometown of Clipper race skipper 36-year-old Conal Morrison, whose role as fully trained skipper is to
that'll
safely guide the crew.
Appear on our chart plotter. If you do go in, it'll sort of help locate you, your position if we can't see you. So all this stuff is on our ocean-going life jackets. If you ever need to hang over the side or do a job at the front of the boat when it's rough, you can be clipped on. So the proper place to clip onto is anywhere with a webbing strap like this.
The Clipper race is the biggest round the world ocean adventure and is regarded as one of the toughest endurance challenges, confirmed by Roseanne, who spoke of how the crew battled 14 foot waves sailing through the Pacific.
The North Pacific was probably one of the worst. We had 14 meter high waves, minus temperatures with snow one morning. It was just incredible. We didn't know what the boat was going to do, but it was really cool to push it to its limits basically and see how it went.
Roseanne's love affair with sailing grew from when studying in Derry and witnessing the arrival of the Clipper fleet 6 years ago, and wanted to try her hand in embarking on the adventure herself. Graduating from a complete novice to watch leader in her team, one of the many jobs assigned to her on board.
I'm a round the worlder, so we get allocated a job through that. So my role is Vigilant, which is looking after all our food, buying it, doing our menus, storing it, keeping it all in check, stock taking. My other role on board is watch leader. So I run one of our two watches, teach all our leggers who come on, brushing up on their evolutions and looking after nav and sail changes and things like that.
And you had no sailing experience before you entered this?
So I'd never sailed ever before I started. Within the first three legs, I'd learnt enough to become watch leader and teach other people. So for me, that feels like a massive achievement. I'm really proud of that.
The Donegal woman gave us an insight into the technical side of things on board the hotelplanner.com.
These are nav screens. So this is how we do all our routing. We get weather files in and we upload them on here. It shows us all the winds that is predicted by the forecast, and we have to work out our routes. These are our Garmins, so these have all like our wind stuff. And we go through and it's got all the graphs, our headings, our course that we set, so we can look at them. These are connected to the two helm stations. So when you're up driving, you can see you're going the right direction or the winds change, so I need to move. everything like that. And this also keeps track of our routes. Our logbook, which we fill in every hour when we're sailing. Every single hour we have to keep track of where we are in case anything would happen to our nav stuff or that we'd need to leave the boat in an emergency. We've got a sat phone, which is where we get any of our communications through. So there's internet on this, which each day we use to send, receive our weather files then.
Divided into 8 legs and 13 to 16 individual races covering 40,000 nautical miles, crew members can choose the full circumnavigation or select individual legs. The final leg of the race has seen the crew sail from New York into the waters of Derry, from where they will now return to Liverpool, where it all started after their stop off in Derry.
Yeah. Can we just go 7-7, please?